name of the Lord Jesus this morning. We need you like never before, Father. Our hearts are crying out, Lord, for you, for more of you, to walk with you. Not occasionally, but living in your presence, Lord. Really, as we are there with you, we can face everything around us and say, you are more than enough, and mean it with every ounce of our life. So, Lord, we come this morning and say, oh God, would you speak to us? Lord, we're here at this time, and this is such a critical time. So, Father, if there's anything we need to realize, coming for your bride, grace will be lifted. If we're not serious, Lord, if we're not taking your word with life and death reality, please do something inside of us. But we need your work, your grace, to open our eyes to these things, Lord. Please, Lord, meet with us. Hear the cry of our hearts. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Hermano Guillermo, hermano Juano, aquí hoy, pero te amo y te extraño cada día. Tú y Marianela y Rebecca, los amamos. So, Brother Guillermo's online, but he won't understand today. Where are we at, brothers and sisters? It's a question. Now, he will meet people where they're at. If there are still lost souls to come in, he'll go meet them where they're at. But he can't meet you in that same place. You understand? So many times in the scriptures. Hebrews chapter 5, he says, I would have liked to have spoken to you about things like Melchizedek, but I couldn't. You're too young. And 1 Peter chapter 2, you know, there's time for milk, but there's time for meat. Mm-hmm. So the question for the bride of Christ, really, brothers and sisters, if he's not maturing you and changing you, something's drastically wrong. And I would worry, just going to be honest with you. I would get down on my knees, I would seek the Lord, I would cry out. If you're comfortable just going from day to day and say, where's the fun and what can we do? Something's drastically missing. If the Holy Spirit isn't inside of you, pushing you forward, correcting you, changing you, constantly there's something drastically wrong. We need to go before Him. We need to get serious before Him. We need to pray and say, Lord, open my eyes and my heart. So today, as being gone and last week and pondering some things all week, and move out from the three phrases that Jesus, well, actually, he didn't say these, but he told us in other words, these things, starting with Deuteronomy 15, be as me. First of all, remember what I've done for you. Don't you ever forget it. These things followed Paul all of his life. I truly believe that. They must follow us. Remember what I've done for you. You be as me. Okay? You do as I've done. So whether it comes to forgiveness, letting go, releasing, we will find ourselves very disappointed if we don't. We will find ourselves very missing out. And it's those people that say, I love Jesus. But when Jesus is manifested in front of them in these last days, they gnash their teeth at it. And they will find someday the words of the prophet fulfilled, they're worshiping Satan and don't know it. These are very serious times. So we must go with the revelation of the hour and make sure that we're living in it, walking in it, listening to it, reading it, meditating on it, or else you could fall also for another Jesus. And there's lots of other Jesuses out there, let's say. So we're going to start this morning. My thoughts this morning are just to putting this in remembrance of things. If you turn with me in your Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 1. We've been spending quite a bit of time here. And we're going to start at verse 8. Would you stand with me? Speaking of those seven virtues, the last of which is charity. Agape. If these things be in you, okay? And not just in you, but what's the next word? And what?
Abound.
What does that mean?
Overflow.
Okay? There's something, they're not just there. They're growing and abounding and developing. They show that the revelation of Jesus Christ has not been barren or unfruitful. It's done what it's supposed to do. So again, we're going to this place. What is the revelation of Jesus Christ? It is very alive. It is very active. It is very transforming. It is very powerful. As we sang this morning, there's power in the blood. What is the blood? To you, it'll be a different thing than it will be to your denominational friends. But to us, it is the Holy Ghost. To us, it is the Word alive. In Hebrews chapter 10, the Word that comes in my heart and writes itself and inscribes itself upon my mind and my heart. Verse 9. But he that lacketh these things do you realize how powerful those words are? Are you lacking any of these things, brother and sister? Is blind and cannot see afar off, and you've forgotten that you were purged from your old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance, let me rephrase this here, for by revelation, I believe, for that we would all agree with for this hour, an entrance has been ministered to us abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through vindication, through the Word of God, through the revelation of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit still bringing that to a life inside of us. An entrance is being ministered unto us. Wherefore, I will not neglect to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. You may be seated. Now, this day, this time, look at your life. Look at what the Holy Spirit, look at the battles that you're facing, look at what's going on inside of you. And I'm looking at these different things the prophet told us, and I see that one of the last battles that God and Satan is having over you, and don't you think there isn't one, mm-hmm. is the battle for your mind. Mm-hmm. Okay? Who do you give your mind over to control? Now, we know who wins, don't we? Okay? God. And we know that you have spiritual DNA, and if you have that spiritual DNA, you will overcome. But that does not eliminate the battle or negate the battle. Are you with me? It's there. Now, brothers and sisters, you look at what's going on in the world and look at their minds. Look at the minds that do not have God in them. Look at their hatred. Look at the things that obsess them, that from a thought to an obsession, and from an obsession to a perversion, to hatred. And look how close that comes to you. Don't you allow any of those things near you. Now consider how the Holy Spirit is working in you. Look at the conviction. Look around you. Look in the workplace. Look at the grocery store and find somebody that is convicted about anything nowadays. They can do anything. They can act any way. They can say anything. And no conviction. And conviction is God's way of steering you back to the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit, through His conviction, through the Holy Spirit, is always directing your course, always back to the Word, so that the Word would have preeminence. And the conviction is His tool. So if you feel convicted, you are one of the most blessed on earth today. And you just cry and you pray in your heart, oh Lord, for those who don't have the Holy Ghost, where's the conviction? Where is it? And only He can bring that. So in the battle for the mind, who's going to control it? Who do you give it over to? From the Message Greatest Battle, now we've been over these many times, but just here's a section of it that I haven't read before. The greatest battle ever fought is going on right now, we know that, between what? Life and death. That's serious. Between sickness and health, between faith and doubt, between liberty and bondage. Isn't that interesting? The battle is on now. Shine your spear, soldiers. Polish your armor. God is getting His soldiers ready. God anoints His army. Boy, does He. God dresses His army. Hallelujah. What kind of equipment do we use? The spirit of the sword, the Word of God. The Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, Hebrews 4, piercing to asunder the bone and the marrow, And is Ezra discerning? You know what he is doing? Listen to me. You go to the messages, you go to those last 65 messages in Jeffersonville, you go listen to God of the Anointed Ones at the End Times, God of this evil age. It's not just the word, it's the word revealed, it's the word vindicated, it is this word, it is this body word. It's not just the Bible, it's the Bible brought to life and manifested before you. We have a vindicated word. Okay? And he always brings this battle up against this. The word of God, to believe his word, and that's what the way God's armor, that's the way he gave Eve to arm herself, and she broke her armors down, and she opened her mind to reason. Okay? Now, where have we been? What's the last battle? Now that you have been saved as you have, now that you've been sanctified as you have, now we want the mind of Christ. Okay? And if you don't have the mind of Christ, we will still come up short. Because the bride is making herself ready. You don't see anybody else trying about it or thinking about it or wanting to or desiring to, or but there's a little bride somewhere that knows she has been given everything she needs to make herself ready. In the seventh seal, he's talking about this battle. The old battle that started way back beyond time, Satan and his angels was kicked out, and they come to the earth, and the battle set in again because Eve broke down the barrier from where she was isolated behind the word of God. From that hour, listen to this, from that hour, Satan won the battle over God's word. Do you know if you apply to your reasons instead of the word of God, to your conscience instead of the word of God, Satan takes over? Might be for a minute, might be for an hour, but you're going to be miserable in that minute, you're going to be miserable in that hour. Until by grace the spirit of conviction comes upon you and says, oh, wait, Hoffman, that thought, that action, that's not me. And if you had any idea, the grace of God that's extended to you when that thought comes to you, it's God steering you. And this is the hour when he's doing it, and this is the hour that is not needed to be done like never before. Satan won the battle over God's word because Eve gave herself over to reason. I've told you. We were in Matthew chapter 6. Forgive as I have been forgiven. Okay? Forgive me. If you don't forgive, I won't forgive you. Hey, that's pretty tough, isn't it? Lord, have patience with me. I owed a debt. You go put the chokehold on the sum, or you don't have patience with your neighbor, and you're going to be delivered over to the tormentors. Do you understand how serious God is about these things? All of a sudden, you're being tormented. You wonder why. You better go check your life. What you're holding, who you're holding a grudge against. Well, I have every right to. No, you don't. Well, I've been hurt. I don't care how bad you've been hurt. I keep saying this, but it's got to take its anchor inside of us and work. I don't care what you've been through. You release. You let go. You forgive. You have patience. You want God to have patience with you, if you want him to forgive you. Now, Brother Branham talks about this hour, and he prophesies of this hour, and he says, now here's the Holy Ghost and those with the seal of God, and here's that have the seal of the devil, that have mark of the beast. Now, those who have the seal of God, those that have the Holy Ghost, have the Holy Spirit. Not an anointing I'm talking about on that outer realm, but one that is in the soul. And if that is there, you will have love because it's God. Okay? And don't forget what he said in Thinking Man's Filter. If you love because it's your duty, you're not there yet. If you love because God, the Bible said you're still in the second realm, you still don't have the Thinking Man's Filter. So he prophesies about what's going to happen, and you can see from his message, go read these things, knoweth it not. Of what's going to happen to people who are not sealed, who don't have the Holy Ghost in their mind. Let me prophesy something to you just before it comes to pass. The whole world is grouping in insanity and will get worse and worse and worse. Do you see it? Come on. It's all around you, isn't it? Until they are a bunch of maniacs. So, when we see the world going crazy, why are we surprised? They don't have the Holy Ghost. They don't want the Holy Ghost. They don't choose not to retain God in their knowledge. Now, paragraph 64, what is it? It's through science and the food and the hybrids has perverted the whole human body till we become a mass of corruption. Okay? It's the food you eat, the junk. Well, if the physical, listen to this, if the physical being is corrupted, isn't the brain cell in that physical being? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now watch the spirit following it. Watch the spirit following it. Did you hear that? Following what? Mm-hmm. Watch the spirit following the junk food. Watch the spirit following the hybrid foods you're eating. There's a spirit following that. Let me say it again. There's a spirit following it. Watch the spirit following it. There'll come a time in the name of the Lord that people will go completely insane. The Bible says so. They'll scream and holler great hideous things in their, listen to this, imaginary minds. Back to the circles. Imaginary minds. And listen, radios and things. What was he seeing? Things and things. This electronic age, mm-hmm. Tablets, phones, smartphones, radios and things, and our television programs are producing it. Hear what he said? Radios and things and television programs are producing it. What? Insanity. Mm-hmm. True? There will be such things as ants rise up on the earth that will be high as 14 trees. A bird will fly across the earth with wings 4 or 5 miles across, and people will see them, they'll scream, and they'll cry for mercy. Listen to this, it's those plagues. It'll be those plagues. Where are the plagues? In the minds that rejected the Holy Ghost and said, I'll take my own thoughts, I'll take my own ways, I'll take my own reasoning, I'll take my own conscience, and they'll be plagued. Right? Do you see how serious this is? Do you say this isn't just a nice sermon? This is where we are at, and this is where the bride of Jesus Christ is in this cusp. That you, what direction are you going to go today, brothers and sisters? How serious do we take these things? Because spiritual warfare is going over, I'm going to control your brain. No, I'm going to control your brain. You know, listen. What did God say to Satan about Job? Go ahead. Just don't kill him. Right? Here. Go after Alfred. Go after Norman. Go after Laura. Right? Just don't kill him. they got to be tested. It'll be those plagues. Paragraph 285, the mental faculties and reasonings of man is broken up. There's no hope, so it's beyond hope. Mind without the Holy Ghost. The whole thing is putrid and putrated sore. Mental faculties of man, they can't even make decisions. And then he goes back in paragraph 70. There will be such hideous sights on the earth, locusts with hair like women, long hair, to haunt them that have cut their hair, teeth like lions, stinging in their tails like scorpions, they would torment men. Where did we read about tormenting? God says, remember what I've done. You be as me. You do what I did. Did I forgive you? Did I have patience with you? Did I release you? Then you release you, or I will deliver you to tormentors. So here's the whole world that has rejected God, rejected everything that over, and now the whole thing is it ends up in a plague where they're tormented and going insane. Tormented by, delivered over to Satan. Tormented. Can you imagine? No wonder he's got to work on us. Now, Brother Branham, again in the message, knoweth it not. You know, he's preaching along and he's talking about these things. Okay? And we've made these circles on the board so many times, I don't have to do that anymore because you know it. And he said, what was God doing through all of my trials? Through my dad dying, through my wife dying, through my baby dying, all of that heartache. God was that serious that I've got to do this. That if it takes trials to do it, it'll take trials to do it. He was moving me to this inside man. Think of that. He had to put the prophet of God of this day through those trials to get him to a place where he would never again be controlled by his reasoning and his conscience and his imagination. Now, where are you? And where is the work of God? And where's the Holy Spirit with you? And how's he working? And where's the conviction? Oh, that thought wasn't God, I reject it. That action, oh, that was terrible. Forgive me, Father. Oh, my lack of patience with my wife, my husband, my brother, my sister, my child, my aunt, whatever. That's not you. I need you. I'm desperate for you, Lord. See, I think that is the most amazing statement to describe all of the pain and all of the sorrow and all of the heartache that the prophet went to was for a reason. Do you hear me? He had to get the prophet to this place. Okay, it was moving me to this inside man. Now, okay. I'm going to read a couple here that I wrote. Oh, wow. Something came from somewhere way down on the inside and said to me, who are you to begin with? The Lord gave and the Lord take away. That's the inside man that does not reason at all. Okay? Did he fix the problem? Did he make it better? No, he fixed what was up here in the prophet. Do you hear me? He didn't change the conditions. He changed this. Until it got to the place where God wanted it to be. Now, he goes on. He said, I prayed as hard as I could. How could I face a public again to preach divine healing? How could I preach that he was a good God and let my own daddy die a sinner? How could I preach that? I don't know, but I know he's right. The word of God shall never fail. It'll triumph no matter what that is. I know there was something. Listen, I knew there was something inside. This has got to be turned around or you'd perish. Uh-huh. You with me? Oops, this is the way it's supposed to be. It was like this, I'm sorry. Babies. Okay. Miley. Everything is through feel, taste, smell. Feel, smell here, isn't it? Okay. Your kids. Here. This becomes more prevalent. They use their mind, they use their conscience, they use their reasoning. And the Holy Ghost is still down here. Is that the way we grow up? Mm-hmm. How many people are still this way? Mm-hmm. So Brother Branham is saying it's got to filter through the Word of God, through the soul, and my conscience, my memory, my imagination, my reasoning, and my, what's the last one? Affections. Okay? Listen to what he's saying. The word of God shall never fail. It'll triumph no matter what that is. I know there was something inside. Here you go. There was something inside all of those reasonings. What's inside my conscience? Brother Branham says, listen, it's a mess. Greatest battle. Right? Mm-hmm. Can you feel when it's a mess?
Yes.
Can't you? What happens when it's a mess? You're uncomfortable, you're at ease, you're in turmoil, you're fidgety, things aren't right. And that's the conviction comes in and says, no, that's not me. And what belongs in there, everything is the Word, the Word, the Word, the Word, and the Word. And if it takes pain and heartache to get you there, and if you are bride of Christ, that's what he's willing to do to get you there. Are you with me? Uh-huh. Then I know there was something inside all of those reasonings, okay? Something inside all of the emotions and everything else. There was an inside man that held in that hour. Nothing else, listen, nothing else could have done it. And I'm saying, this is where we are today. Nothing else is going to hold you. Nothing else is going to carry you through this time, bringing you through victorious in the bride of Christ. This is going to do it. Everything else, it was the inside man that holds in there. Nothing else could have done it, no reason. Everything could be showed, everything could be proved. Listen to me. Satan will give you the truth of what your eyes see. Mm-hmm. Satan will give you the truth of what your reasoning reasons by what is logical, and that he presents not lies, he twists lies, but he presents the truth to you and says, look at there, you have every right. No, no, that's true, but this is more true. That's true that my wife died. That's true, but this is more true.
Amen. Amen.
Now, unless this happens, we are going to not be part of that bride that has made herself ready. Inside of the emotions, everything like that, there's an inside man that held in that hour. Nothing else could do it. Every reason. Everything could be showed. Everything could be proved. It was wrong, and it was wrong. But the word of God that predestinated before the foundation held the inside. Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of a turmoil are you going to go through? Huh? What kind of a turmoil when he's going to work in your conscience and your reasoning and your imagination and show you things that are true and you have to deny them to go to the Word of God? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell me you're not going to sweat. Now listen, Jesus in the garden. Can you see this? Jesus in the garden until finally he was doing what, Alfred? Sweating
blood.
And I have a feeling this is what we're going to do, because we had to reject everything of self. Every iota of self had to be dead for him to go to that cross. It didn't change the reality. It didn't change the pain. It didn't change the rejection. What it changed was his ability to go through it. What it changed was the inside that carried him through. So my question is to all of us, where are we? Is this becoming a reality? Is this battle going on? Can you see? Can you feel it? That there's a battle going on in the spiritual realms between God and Satan? Let me control your mind. Let me control your thoughts. Yeah, you can feel it. I can feel it. Huh? And you're going to say no to God. No to Satan and yes to God. Brother, sister, let me tell you, though, it's only one thing. Don't try to reason it out. Listen to this. Don't try to have long hair because I said so. Woofta. Did you hear that? That's a prophet of God speaking. Don't try to have long hair because I said so. Don't try to do these things because in your flesh, don't try to do it. Just kind of cope up, but wait before the Lord till something way down on the inside of you says yes. And that word is more true than any reasoning, any conscience, any imagination, any affection that I got. Many of you think, because you got long hair, that means you're going to heaven. That doesn't mean that. Mm-hmm. Many of you think because you're a good moral woman, you're going, no, that doesn't mean anything. Many of you think because you're, no, not your church. Many of you think because you spoke in tongues, they got the Holy Ghost, that doesn't mean that. Though the Holy Ghost does speak in tongues, but until the real, genuine Holy Spirit in there will cope with every word. Every word. Now, we've gone through a lot of things in there. Serpent seed. Did that cost you a lot of emotional pain? Trinity. Did that cost you a lot of pain? Baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus. Did that cost you a lot of emotional pain? Losing his wife and baby did. Putting him in a place where he said, even though everything is true, this is more true. This is true in this realm. This is true in eternity. Are you with me? These things are true in this realm. This is true for all eternity. Okay? It's got to come from the inside, which is the word from the beginning. In the beginning of the creation of God, when God began to create, bring you into existence. Now remember, he talks about the beginning of the creation of God. And he's talking about that's the church. That's you. Remember, he says his life starts in you about the size of a little white button there. He grows in you from seed form to full expression. And that's exactly what he's going to do today. It's got to come from the inside, which is the word from the beginning. In the beginning of the creation of God, when God began to create you into existence, you started back there as a seed. And worked down here to where you are now. And then we're all in Christ. Then when Christ died, he died to redeem you, to bring you back to him. You are a part of this word, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little. Not one jot or tittle will fail. How in the world you being part of the word can disagree with any part of it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Jesse, last week, quoted this quote, and I want to end this because this is so tremendous. This is from Brother Branham, the message, the word became flesh, okay? He's talking about creation. And he said, like God said, let there be a world. Before it could be a world, it had to be a thought. So God in the creation created the world by his thought, okay? And the thought expressed became material. See what I mean? Now, if that same spirit said, let there be light, and there was light, let there be trees, and there was trees, and if that same mind that was in Christ be in you, how much could you say, let there be no cancer, and it would be gone? Let the blind eyes be opened, and it would be so, because it's your thought. Now, where are we? Where are we? Where's the Holy Spirit in your life? That was, he said, Jesus said, have faith in God. Verily I say unto you, if you shall say to this mountain, be plucked up and cast into the sea, and don't doubt with your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass, you'll have whatsoever things you say. Is that right? You shall have it. Listen to what the prophet says. Not me, you. Where are we at? Listen to this. What power has been given to the church? To the church. Are you part of that church? What's happening in you? See, you can read about this all day long, and you can say, I believe it all day long, right? And then I go to 2 Peter chapter 1 and say, he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and he has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Well, Lord, I've forgotten because him purging me shows me he's purged me for a purpose. He has purchased you not to believe but to become. And that blood working ever in you is to work to add. That blood working in you is to add faith, add virtue, add temperance, add all of these things, add brotherly kindness and add agape. That's the Holy Spirit. It's not, I believe this message, I'm done. Now listen to what he says. What power has been given to the church, now that you can express it by mental conception, woof. But if it becomes a real revelation of God, that you see it before it happened and express it in a word form, and the word take a hold and become material. Listen, how you say, how God could see it? He says your heart and your mind is so filled with God's Spirit until your thoughts become his. For decades, I've looked at Isaiah 55, where he says, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, right? And something inside of me has said for decades, not knowing, I said, yes, but there will be a time when he will say, my thoughts are yours and yours are mine. And I believe that. Look at what he says. Your heart and your mind are so filled with God's Spirit until your thoughts become his thoughts. Now, what was Brother Branham's last confession to Brother Vail again? I have no more conscience of sin, number one. All of my thoughts. Hebrews 10. The blood of the covenant inscribing and writing. Okay, that's the blood. Is there power under the blood? Then he's writing his word in here and in here. Brother Branham, by that confession, was confessing this. The blood has been fully effective in my life. I have no more conscience. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. He that has been purged of God has no more conscience of sin. Then all of my thoughts are of God. Let me read it again. And your heart and your mind is so filled with God's Spirit until your thoughts become his thoughts. There you are. When your mind, listen please, every word, and your leading and your guiding become a direct place or a direct inspiration of the Holy Spirit that's moving your mortal being, he says, what kind of people should we be if the Holy Spirit has you so embodied? Oof. If the Holy Spirit has you so empowered that you don't, listen, you don't use your own thoughts. Where is he taking you? I'm not saying, what do you believe? I'm not saying, what church do you go to? I don't say, no, I'm saying, what is the Holy Spirit doing in you? If you're so filled with the Holy Spirit, and say, I got the Holy Spirit, are these things happening in you? That's my question. I'm not saying, can you shout? There's a lot of Pentecostals that shout, and there's not any one of these things going on inside of them. If the Holy Spirit has you so embodied, so empowered, that you don't use your thoughts, you don't use your mind, you don't use your opinions, wow. But the Holy Spirit has you so built until your thoughts and your being is God's Spirit. Let me read it again. But the Holy Spirit has you so built until your thoughts and your being is God's Spirit expressing itself through you. Do you want that? Mm-hmm. Is it for you? You know it's for you. You know it's for you. What kind of a church would we be? What kind of people would it be this morning if this Branham Tabernacle this morning was so filled with the presence of God, why you didn't even use your mind? What have we been talking about for how long now? You didn't even use your mind. You didn't even use your thoughts. Didn't even have no ultimacy, whatever that is, in your own, but you just led by the Spirit. And they that are sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. Now, listen to this. Then, look this up and study it, would you please? Just type in these words. Go home. Bring up this quote. Listen to it. Listen to the prophet read it. Print it out. Put it on your refrigerator. Put it on your bathroom mirror. Every day, ponder these things. Because these are exactly what he says in 1965 in all of those messages. Same thing. where the bride is going. If this Branham Tabernacle this morning was so filled with the presence of God, why don't you even use your mind? Don't even use your own thoughts. Didn't even have no ultimacy of your own, but led by the Spirit of God, and they are the sons of God. Led by the Spirit of God. Then, when the human element goes out, oh Lord, I'm human. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm just human. I'm just human. We all go through that, every one of us. Find one person, one example in the Scripture where God rewarded anybody for their humanness. Oh, I'm just human. Amen. Was anybody ever awarded for displaying their humanness? Negative reward. That's good, brother. I'm talking about the other kind of reward. It's a good reward. So you say, I'm human. Yes, you sure are. But God's not going to give you an attaboy on that one. Right? He's going to say, let me take over. Okay. When the human element goes out and the Spirit of God fills that vacancy, oh man, I love that. There has to be a vacancy of human element. There has to be a vacancy of my human element that He can fill. How does that happen? Isn't that incredible? I'm saying, please, just look up the word when the human element goes out and you'll find this quote. Print it out. Listen to the prophet. Print it out again. Read it again. Get on your knees. Get on your knees. Take it to God. I love this statement. I'm going to read it again. When the human element goes out and the Spirit of God fills that vacancy where you empty yourself, then will be when the church, in its power of resurrection of the Lord Jesus, will walk in His steps, in His power, in His thoughts, in His being, in His moving. That's when the church will. You say, I want to walk in the power of His resurrection. This is it. This is it. Then your thoughts will become words and your words will become material. And then when the church is in its power, I believe it's on its road. I do too. No, I'm serious. I really do. In fact, why am I spending so much time on this? Because I believe it's on its road. I believe you are the ones or some of the ones that He is working on. And it might take a lot of pain, and it might take a lot of heartache, but He's going to move you to the inside like He did the prophet. And you will be this word fulfilled. And the human element will be gone, and you will be Jesus Christ. Because that's what He said it had to be. That's the bride. When the human element goes out and the Spirit of God fills that vacancy, when you're human, empty yourself, then when the church in its power of its resurrection of the Lord Jesus will walk in His steps, in His power, in His thoughts, in His being, in His moving, then your thoughts will become words and your words will become material. And that's when the church is in its power. I believe it's on its road. That when the church will be so wrapped in Christ, the Holy Spirit, mankind so away from themselves. You hear that? Mankind so away from themselves that they don't see themselves. They don't have no blank but to serve God. and their thoughts move on. They refuse the things of the world. They move in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, move in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, so fulfill the law of Christ. Then the love in Christ and the human heart, moving in the Holy Ghost, that great, wonderful church will go forth with the power of deity. You hear that? That's when she will go forth in the power of deity, and deity will be revealed. Listen to this. Deity will be revealed in human beings by the Holy Spirit bringing to pass the thought of their mind. One last quote. Charity sent this to me a couple days ago from the True Easter Seal. We are in the resurrected. We are resurrected today. Why can we have such a time over the things of God? Because we are resurrected. Those whom he foreknew, he called. Those whom he called, he justified. Those who he justified, he glorified. We are now resurrected. Listen to this. From the inside out.
Amen.
Not from the outside in. It's his words. You are resurrected from the inside out. Not from the outside in. Oh, Lord Jesus. Here we are, brothers. Week after week, it's been months. We keep going over these things till they become a reality. I don't want one sermon and you forget. I want, if this is the Word of God, if this is the Word of God, if this is truly where he's taken the Church of God, if he's, she's really going to be in his image, then these things will be as he spoke them. And they will be manifested. And Satan, who is trying to take over your mind every minute of every day with negative thoughts and doubts, and thoughts of anger and bitterness and resentment, and you'll have every reason and right to feel that way, you'll say, nope, 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 and nope, and nope, and nope. And you might be saying that a million times a day, but you will be saying yes to the Word of God. Until you get to this place inside of my conscience, Brother Branham says it, inside of my reasonings, the Word of God is there, and this is what holds, and this is what's carrying us through. And that's what's going to carry you through, and if you don't allow him to do it, you will not be carried through. You will be very disappointed. You know, three scriptures in the book of Ezekiel, I think it's 6 and 20 and 16 perhaps chapters. He's talking about, he says, you know, same thing he says in Deuteronomy. All of man has profaned my name. He says, I'm coming to a point where my name will be profaned no longer, but it will be glorified. And if you don't allow the Spirit of God inside your heart and inside your brain and inside your conscience, okay? He says, you will come to a point, because my judgment's coming. He says, you will loathe yourself. Yourself. Because he won't let you blame. There coming a time, listen, it's so easy for us, and this is the human part, I blame people. Okay? It's because of you. You're holding me down. It's because of my dad. It's because of my mom. It's because of my church. It's because of my pastor. It's because of somebody. You made my life miserable and I will never forgive you. You better. You better have your day of release. You better get over it. If you want God to forgive you and to walk in. Because one day, what he's saying in those scriptures in Ezekiel, he says, there's coming a day I won't let you blame anybody else. Isn't that interesting? The blame game's over. There's only one person you will loathe. Isn't that an interesting word, loathe? What's it mean? Huh? Despise, hate, utter hatred. Can't stand. You will loathe not your dad, your mom, your pastor, your this. No, you will loathe you. No more blame game. You will loathe you. And his name will be magnified. Yeah. As I say, week after week after week after week to you, you know where I'm coming from. I'm not trying to discourage you. I'm trying to encourage you to believe like you've never believed, to have faith like you've never had faith, to say that your belief will become active into transforming power because it is there for you. And I believe with everything in me, every ounce of life inside of me, I believe it is there for you and for us. And that's why I keep bringing it over and over. Brother and sister, it's for you. Embrace it. Grab a hold of it. Go to God. Listen to this word every day. Get into the word of God. Get into these messages. Print out that quote that I just told you about. Look at it. Look at those last series in 1965. Look at all of them. Look at all of them. And they'll say the same things. Where is he taking you and what is he doing with you? And I pray with all of us, he won't find any of us as what he calls a stinking church member. But you cleansed truly by the blood of Jesus Christ, where you also will say, according to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1, I have no more conscience of sin. Until you finally come, cleansed by the bride of Jesus Christ, where as the prophet, so will it be with you, will say, all of my thoughts are of God. I'll lay down my life for this because I believe it that strongly. Mm-hmm. He loves you. He's dealing with you in your life to take you to this place in him. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that there's a people that you're still working with, a bride of Jesus Christ, that little mystical body, this one here, this one there. The one who has not come to a place where I'm satisfied. Leave me alone, I've had enough. It says, Lord, something in my heart is pulling for more. Because your word is all powerful. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word shall not pass away. And your word is eternal. And I have eternal life. And your word was sent to make me you. And it's in that process that I have to ask every day, are you making me you? And Satan will come every single day and give you reasons and show you things that are true, and you will still have to deny them because the things that he presents to us are not the word of God. So we say no to that and yes to the word always. Father, we commit ourselves into your hands for your glory, that your name would be no longer profaned ever again, but glorified and magnified in a little bride that would never say no to you. Let it be. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we sing He Became Me? Would you stand with me? He became me so that I might become Him by grace. Become Him by grace. You took my so that I through your love could take yours. You became me so that I might just a real quick thing. I you know, there's people, because I'm talking daily with people in South America and Africa, and they're asking the question, why are the people so weak in their walk? And I said, this is the reason. You keep your own reasonings. You keep your own thoughts and watch you remain weak. You will have no victory. You will have no power over the enemy. You will go to your reasons and go to your logic, and you will stay exactly right where you are, and you will never, ever become him. Let God take over, brothers and sisters. Let him have his way. God bless you. God bless you. Have a good day.